It's written all over the place in the Western media. Alexander Dugin, you are the most dangerous philosopher in the world. Why should I fear you?
If I know this label, I know this way to call my ideas, and I'm very proud of it, to say the truth, because I think that to be human is very dangerous. And to be human is first of all to think. Thinking is always on the edge of the madness, because the roots of the thought are leading into a very difficult field of being. In that way, I'm not afraid or to destroy the conventional wisdom. And if you go this way, you should be ready to receive the counter punch, I would say.
What is your biggest threat?
I'm absolutely against liberalism. I think that is the most dangerous, most threatening philosophy and ideology of history. Liberals, they say, we should destroy any kind of collective identity in favor of individual. So individual should be affirmed, that everything else should be refused.
What is the danger?
We are totally alienated from ourselves. We are losing our identity. Some centuries ago, we have chosen the way of technology. So we try to submit ambience and nature to our will and to our reason. So we have lost the contact with our inner being. We are totally exteriorized. We have passed to the objects from our subject. We have lost our souls. We have killed God. And after that, now we are killing the man. Exactly in the same way as we have killed God. We have lost spiritual interior dimension of the being. We have put everything into becoming. We have lost our identity. And now we are on the edge to be replaced by post-human species. And I think artificial intelligence, it will be the last step in the same direction. That will be, and after that, there will be no more humanity. Strong artificial identity is precisely a kind of simulacrum of human subjects. Without this inner dimension that we are losing now, maybe we have already lost it. The majority of our demands, of our desires, are kind of mechanical. We are already machines of consumption. In the modernity, the technological development, the progress, is considered to be a destiny. So to be something we could not change, we are obliged to follow. But that is a totalitarian way of thinking. The real liberty would consist presenting this technological way, achievement, progress, all technical expansion, free market, democracy, as a choice. Because conventional wisdom says that is a kind of the only way to go, it's to go in that direction. Direction is considered to be something we could not choose. And that is real and progressing totalitarianism. You are obliged to be or to become liberal, but you could not to be liberal.
Do you see the phenomenon of demonizing the other view or silencing the other view? Do you see that in Russian as strong as we see it in the West?
We had a very, very strong repression during communism with prohibition and oppression. And there was a kind of already acquired truth. and we were obliged to follow this line. But after the end of the communism, we had almost immediately the other kind of oppression, liberal one, and that is ideological pressure. And it was very similar to communist one, because we have seen how an educational system there that is implemented this ideological certainties, conventions.
Okay, communism, fascism, socialism isn't working. You say liberalism is not a good idea. What should be the idea to come together?
Recognize the right to have the identity to the other. So when we should not deal with one other. There are so many others. We need peace between the peoples. We need to fight for the power of the people. And we should not be caught in the trap of this hatred. So blame Russian is very, very bad strategy. And that is a strategy to provoke the hatred, the war, and not dialogue. I don't think that the Russia is the center, not at all. Russia is one of the cases, one of the poles of multipolar world, and we need to fight together, the peoples of Europe and America and Africa and Islamic world, against the elite of Europe, of America, of Africa, of Russia. Globalization is monologue of the West. It is not dialogue or polylogue. I think that we need to recognize the right to any society, any people, and only in this dialogue of all these carefully studied and with accepted as human dignity, purely humanistically accepted partners, we could arrive at something like globalization, or not globalization, but a kind of concert and symphony of humanity, symphony, not only one note. And that is how we could win them.